Keisha Daniels just moved from one lead-contaminated neighborhood to another.
This is nice. How do you like it?
Let me show you.
Yeah.
This is my kitchen. I'm getting it together. It's not all I want because we have to fix some things, the landlord. But so far, so good. Lead-free, I guess.
Got the water filter.
Yeah.
Both her new house and her old West Calumet housing complex apartment are in the East Chicago lead-contaminated Superfund site. The city is tearing down her old home because of extremely high levels of lead in the soil, so she had to move. The Environmental Protection Agency told Daniels and her sons this new front yard is lead-free. They offered to move the family off the Superfund site to Chicago, but Daniels didn't like that option.
I'm still worried about everything. We're still doing the bottled water a lot. I just feel safer in East Chicago. I was born and raised here, so I've been here 40 plus years, so I'm kind of nervous about going somewhere else.
Like Daniels, most West Calumet residents have moved now. That's zone one of the Superfund. It tested for the highest lead levels. But she also says residents in the other two zones have a lot left to fight for, even though they aren't being relocated.
So now the struggle still continues because I still have family in two and I live in three. So it's not going to stop just because I moved out of zone one.
Daniels really hasn't stopped. In the past month, she's had her bones tested for lead. She doesn't know her results yet. She traveled to Washington, D.C. to advocate for lead-free housing, and she met with state leaders and EPA Chief Scott Pruitt.
Water is a human right.
On that day, when Pruitt was in town, I met Tyra Taylor. Standing on her porch, watching a group of activists march for clean air and water in East Chicago and protest Pruitt's appointment to lead the EPA.
So today's my turn to get dug up. You see, they even brought a whole machine in here. I didn't even notice that till now.
Bushes and mounds of dirt surround the excavator, which digs out the contaminated soil and replaces it with clean soil. A letter sent to her by the EPA explains.
It says the soils will be removed from your property because sampling results showed your lead contaminations are above 400 mg or arsenic concentrations above 26 mg.
Taylor says she's grateful, but she's far from satisfied. She says more crews are needed to do the work faster. While residents who met with Pruitt that day say officials didn't relay specific plans for the future, it does sound like Taylor's wish might come true. Here's Regional EPA Administrator Robert Kaplan speaking with reporters after Pruitt's press conference.
So the most important aspect is getting out into the field earlier, that's what we did, and committing to more residents being done, and that's what we did as well.
Officials are making more progress. Most recently, the city reached an agreement with the state to begin replacing lead drinking water pipes. On the other hand, an investigation by the Northwest Indiana Times found evidence that there's lead paint dust surrounding homes reserved for people moving out of lead-contaminated Zone 1. And residents like Tyra Taylor say they continue to be frustrated because they have to deal with lead contamination every hour of every day, and they've been doing it for decades.
You know, they're having meetings and people coming in from out of state, senator, or you know, whatever. That's fine, but you come for that day, you hear our complaints, you hear our problems, and you may be concerned, heartfelt, but then you go on, you have to go back to the rest of what's on your desk, per se. You know, we are just in a pile. You know, we are a pile of paperwork.
Taylor and Daniel say the Calumet neighborhood used to be a tight-knit community, but they feel isolated now, like their lives have been turned upside down. And $1,000 and a Section 8 voucher aren't enough to replace family. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Nick Jansen.